Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's word is powerful and life-changing. Amen. Matthew 28. Glory to God. Bible truths concerning the local church. And this is part 22. Hallelujah. Bible truths concerning the local church. Matthew 28 again. And from verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Amen. Go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe, teaching them. So the process of discipleship is all about teaching. Hallelujah. It's all about teaching. I said in the last episode that the idea of the local church is about leadership. And leadership for the local church, it's about ensuring discipleship. Men must see themselves as disciples of God's word. Hallelujah. There's no Christianity outside discipleship. When a man believes in the message of Christ and he receives Jesus into his heart, he's enrolled as a student of God's word for life. Praise God. He's enrolled to learn the doctrine of Christ. Jesus invites men to learn of him. Matthew 11, 28 to 30, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take my yoke upon you and you'll find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Praise God. Take my yoke and learn of me. Praise God. Learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. It's an invitation to learn. At Ephesians chapter 4, Paul says, but you have not so learned Christ. As the truth is in Christ Jesus, you've not so learned Christ. Christianity is an invitation for men to learn of Christ. Glory to God. So Jesus gave them an instruction. Go into the world and make disciples of all the nations. Guess what? The KJV renders this as go into the world and teach all the nations. The same word translated disciples is the word translated teach in the KJV. And that word teach means to enroll as a scholar, to make us, you know, to make men students, to turn them into pupils, students. So that already shows you that the core of discipleship is teaching. Go into the world and teach all nations. And the word teach there is the word disciples. Go into the world and make all disciples is the same as going to the world and teach all men. Hallelujah. Teaching. So the local church is a place for teaching. It's a place where men are going to be taught and instructed in the word of God. And I said in the last episode, if many believers own this identity and this tag, if many believers go back to the biblical way of addressing Christians, of seeing believers as disciples of Christ, it will change everything. Praise God. It will change everything. It will change our practice of Christianity. It will change our practice of Christianity. Glory to God. It will put an end to the lowering of our standards. Nobody will be talking about how there's no need to have long hours of Bible study. You know, people are just here to have their needs met. People have just come here to meet with God. And all kinds of funny things we say. Let's not take their time. Let's stress them. People have gone to work. They're planning to go to work the next day. And people, you know, people are going through so much. That's the more reason why they should settle down and have time with the word of God. That's so much they are going through can run them mad. It can get them or drive them insane. That's the need to settle down with the word of God. Hallelujah. We'll not make such excuses again because we already know that we are students of God's word. People are students because they are always studying. A student is one because he studies. Hallelujah. Only that this time, being students of Christ means we are studying God. We are studying Christ. We are studying the word of God. That is what is called theology. Theology is the study of God. So if you go to a theological school or a theological seminary, you discover that they have different courses, which you know, just are big words anyway to describe the very things we are meant to study from God's word. You have theology. That's the study of God. Theos, logos. Hallelujah. God and study, the study of God. You have Christology, you have Christos and Logi and Logos, the study of Christ. You have ecclesiology, what I'm doing right now, Bible truths concerning the local church, that's ecclesiology, the study of the church, of the local church. Hallelujah. You have pneumatology. What is pneuma? Pneuma is the Greek word for spirit, the study of the spirit. Aren't we meant to study about the spirit of God? Hallelujah. Do you know how many believers out there are ignorant of the fact that they have the spirit of God to start with? Many believers who do not realize they are already born of God's spirit. And they don't need to tarry or wait or pray or fast or seek and plead and beg and wail and cry before they receive the spirit of God. That for being born of God, they've been sealed with the spirit of God. How many Christians are there? Do you have an idea? Hallelujah. Pneumatology, the study of the spirit. Soteriology. Soteriology, soteria and logos. We have soteria as the Greek word for salvation. So the study of salvation. Glory to God. We have amatiology, sin. Amatiology, amatia is the Greek word for sin. So the study of sin. You have to have the biblical perspective of what sin is. Glory to God. So those are just big words anyway. You have bibliology, study of the Bible, authority of scriptures. You have demonology, understanding how angels work and all demons work and all that. Operations of demons and how to resist them from the word of God. You understand the operations of unclean spirits and all that from a biblical perspective. Angelology, you have a study of angels and all that. So these are just big words anyway. But what I'm saying is that the reason why they came up with all those words is because they understand that there is no Christianity outside a devotion to study and learning God's mind and God's truth from the Bible. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 to 17, all scripture is given and is profitable for doctrine. Doctrine is teaching. All scripture is given and is profitable for doctrine, for teaching. For reproof, while teaching, you show evidence. Hallelujah. For reproof, for correction, it is by the same doctrine and teaching you correct. You straighten people's theology and perspectives. Hallelujah. Doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. By the same doctrine, men are practically trained and nurtured. The Bible says that the man of God may be equipped, thoroughly furnished for every good work. Glory to God. So when Jesus says, go into the world and make disciples of all nations, what was he saying? Go into the world and teach all men. Such that in discipleship, the core activity is teaching. Men must be receiving vital spiritual information and revelation that is relevant for spiritual growth and effectiveness in ministry. Glory to God. Go into the world and teach all the nations, teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you or instructed you. That's what Jesus said. Glory to God. That's what Jesus said. And if we are going to be sincere with ourselves, what was the most prominent activity in the ministry of Jesus? What can you point to in the ministry of Jesus as the most prominent, visible, pronounced activity? Teaching. Praise God. To be a disciple of Jesus in those days was to be ready for unending series of teachings. That was what it meant to be a disciple. Praise God. A disciple is to be taught. Jesus enrolled them as students and he was always teaching. Because the most important element of discipleship is teaching. So, if you are going to choose a sound local church, you must be looking out for a church given to Bible study. That is the core activity. That is the activity that sets the tone for every other activity in the local church. Our worship of God is based on Bible study. Service to Christ, Bible study. A walk in love is based on Bible study. Everything we are going to do, the way we are going to live and conduct ourselves in this world, is based on Bible study. Because discipleship is about teaching. Praise God. What was the core activity of Jesus? I said teaching. Jesus was found teaching always. And Mark chapter 8 verse 1 to 3, see how Jesus taught a multitude for 3 days. Amen. You see, the moment you see yourself as a student of God's word, you will not get offended at learning. You won't take offense when the church emphasizes a need for Bible study. You won't take offense when the church stretches you to learn the scriptures, to learn God's word, because you already know your identity is that of being a student of God's word. The reason why men are being offended these days and we need to tweak and lower the standard is because men do not realize that Christianity is about learning God, learning Christ. Hallelujah. From the pages of the scriptures. That is the core activity. Amen. That was what Jesus did for men in his own days. That was what the apostles were found doing. I said to you the last time, Acts of Apostles chapter 6, verse 7. Look at what Peter said. It is not good for us to leave the word of God and be serving tables. We'll give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Praise God. Mark's Gospel chapter 8. Hallelujah. Mark's Gospel chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. Glory to God. In those days, listen, before I read this, you know, I seem to have an emphasis on Bible study. Study, reading, teaching in my local church. But you know what? We're about to go to another level entirely of Bible study. We have not seen anything. Praise God. We have not studied as we should. Glory to God. We have not. We are going to study. We have done 10 hours Bible study before. We have done 6 hours Bible study. We have done that. But I'm saying to you, we are just starting. Glory to God. We are going to immerse ourselves in the word of God. We are going to baptize our minds with the truth of God's word. We are going to get into Bible study to a point where when you wake us up, the first thing that will come out from our mouths will be God's word. Amen. God's word is going to dwell in our heart so richly that if you were to pierce my body, what will leak out will not be blood, it will be scriptures. Hallelujah. Scriptures. I will have been so immersed in the word of God that every part of me will be scriptures. God's word. Hallelujah. Our worlds will be framed by the truth of God's word. Mark's Gospel chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. Glory to God. Follow me in this journey. Don't run. It's the right thing to do. Giving ourselves to the study of the word of God, because this is the core activity of discipleship. Mark's Gospel chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. Hallelujah. They continued with Jesus for 3 days and he was teaching. Glory to God. He was teaching. Realize that these were not just the disciples, the multitudes. Men who were not born again, of course, including disciples, men who were not born again, men who did not have the Spirit of God within them, men who had carnal desires and appetites, and Jesus took them on a journey of 3 days teaching the scriptures, teaching God's word, showing them the mind of God. Hallelujah. Today, believers cannot go 6 hours without us trying to put in different things. I remember some time ago, I think 2 years ago, when we're going to have Gumnazo, and then my brother was gisting with a friend and said, you know, we're going to have 10-hour session, God's word, and just pray. And then the person said, 10 hours. Amen. 10 hours. Won't you had special presentations, have somebody to come and sing a song, have somebody to come and do, just to add fun and excitement and fun to the whole thing. Praise God. It's so funny. Is God's word not exciting? Hallelujah. What could be more exciting? You know what David said? He said, I found your word and I ate them because they were like honey. Hallelujah. Sweeter than honey. What was David talking about? The Old Testament. The law of Moses. David said they were like honey to him. Honey. Hallelujah. God's word more to be desired than fine gold. Is God's word not a delight? When people say, let's bring in other things. Let's do choreography, 15 minutes. Let's do drama. Let's just pump the whole atmosphere with all kinds of activities and effects and side effects and side effects and side effects till the seed of God's word is choked. Jesus took men who were unsaved for 3 days, teaching them the word of God. Hallelujah. Without any side attractions. Isn't that something to think about? Isn't that something to reflect on? Isn't that something that shows how far our own generation has fallen? Isn't that meant to show you how much we have lowered the standards of godly training in the body of Christ today? That believers, men who are filled with the Spirit of God, men who have the nature of God within them, cannot endure hours of teaching without us trying to bring in other forms of amusement and things that would appeal to their lust and tickle their fancy. Praise God. We must have a session on movie. There must be a stage play. Glory to God. The very things they spend their times watching and getting drunk on away from church gatherings, we bring it to the gathering as a way to, you know, not make them lose their attention. Praise God. People even say, you know, in these days, the attention span is reducing. So, you know, we have to know what we are doing. Oh, people's attention spans are reducing. Oh, so let's do something that will quickly appeal to their, you know, get their attention. Their attention span is not reducing. It's attention to the right things that is reducing. Amen. People, this generation where attention span is reducing is still the generation that is watching series. Amen. It's still the generation that is watching footballs. And after they are done watching football, they will go and check the highlight again and argue about it with their friends and debate over who is the goat or the sheep or the camel. Praise God. It's still the same generation. Amen. This generation has more time for many other activities than many generations in time past. And then we say, we deceive ourselves and say, they are losing. There's no, the attention span these days is short. No, let's be factual and true to ourselves. The attention span is not reducing. It's about a change of focus entirely. People are still very attentive, but to things that appeal to the flesh. So simple. And the task of the preacher and the pastor or any preacher of the gospel, any church leader, is not to play to that, you know, to that that loss of focus on the right things. No. Is meant to draw them to a point where they have attention, they have their attention and focus on God's word like they should. Amen. Hallelujah. Discipleship is about teaching. Don't forget this. That is why it is the most prominent activity in the ministry of Jesus. Jesus was a teacher. Hallelujah. You know, they didn't refer to him as many things. A teacher. Rabbi. In those days, being a rabbi was a religious title. It was because of what he was teaching. So they called him teacher not because he was a ceremonial head or he was busy doing many other things. No, that was the fitting title because that was the core of his activity. I'm going to walk you through scriptures and you're going to see this very clearly. Teaching is the most important aspect or, you know, feature of discipleship. Glory to God. So a local church that is sound and healthy is a local church that places premium and emphasis on teaching. A local church that is not given to teaching is not sound and healthy. Glory to God. Oh Lord, I have a lot of scriptures queuing at the back of what I just said. I have a whole lot of scriptures, Bible verses and chapters queuing in favor of what I just said. A local church that is not emphatic on Bible study is not a sound and healthy local church. Because discipleship is about teaching, is about study, because disciples are students. Students are called students because they study. You are not a student outside study. Hallelujah. But this time around, we are studying Christ, studying the word of God in the mind of God. Glory to God. Jesus was called a teacher. Matthew chapter 8, verse 19. Hallelujah. Matthew 8, 19. Oh Lord. Hallelujah. It wasn't hard for them to describe him as a teacher, a rabbi, in the context of, you know, religion. I use the word religion loosely because in those days it was just about religion, Judaism. So they called him a teacher in the context of religious, you know, religious tags. Glory to God. Religious activities. They couldn't miss it. Is he a teacher of God's word or a life coach? Is he a teacher of God's word or a business expert or what? Is he just a counselor? No, they knew there was a distinction. This is a teacher of God's word. Hallelujah. These days, we don't even know what to do. How to place men? Is he a motivational speaker? Or, you know, how do we explain a man that comes to the pulpit and in the next 10, 20, 30 minutes, I'm not kidding you, he has not quoted a Bible verse. He has not quoted a verse of the Bible. Men are just learning how to talk eloquently and smoothly and appeal to you with oratory. It doesn't make sense. In those days, you couldn't miss it. The identity of preachers was so distinct because they were preachers of the gospel, of God's word. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 8. So they called Jesus teacher because of what he was teaching. Because that was the major activity of Christ. He was always found teaching. Matthew 8, 19. I feel pity for a lot of people who join churches where there's no emphasis on Bible study. And they think they are making progress. Your life is not changing spiritually. There is no spiritual transformation happening to you. You're only being blinded by progress in this life. Now you have a job. Now you have a car. Now you have more connections, business-wise. And that is freaking you and getting you so high. And you think you're making progress. You have been deceived. And you are blinded. There's more to life. The life of a man does not consist in the abundance of things he has. Glory to God. Bible study. Progress in the faith. Spiritual growth is only dependent on Bible study. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 19. Jesus was called a teacher. Listen carefully. Matthew 8, 19. Then a certain scribe came and said to him, "Teacher, I'll follow you wherever you go." This was not Jesus' disciple. Amen. Imagine when someone who is not your disciple calls you a teacher because he has seen you regularly and frequently as a man who was engaged in the activity of teaching. Glory to God. That was what marked Jesus. Teaching. Matthew chapter 9, verse 11. Glory to God. Matthew 9, 11. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Why does your teacher? Glory to God. Not your entertainer. Not your life coach, not your business expert or consultant, your teacher. Glory to God. And they were talking about teaching God's word. Amen. When Nicodemus came to meet Jesus, he said, "You are a teacher." Glory to God. John chapter 3, he referred to him as teacher. John's gospel chapter 3. Hallelujah. John 3, oh Lord, Jesus was a teacher to men because that is the core activity of discipleship. We need teachers in the body of Christ. We need pastors and teachers. John chapter 3, glory to God, at verse 2, this man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from God." You are a teacher. Hallelujah. Matthew 19, 16, a man came to meet Jesus and said, "Good teacher." Hallelujah. Matthew 22, 16, teacher. Matthew 22, 24, teacher. Matthew 22, 36, teacher. They called him teacher regularly because the most prominent activity in his ministry was teaching. Amen. You see Jesus of Nazareth and just look around, you are going to find a group of people that is instructing and teaching God's word. He's teaching. So they called him teacher because of his activity. Amen. He himself referred to himself as a teacher. Himself called himself as a called himself a teacher. Matthew 10, 24 to 25. So guys, the church of Jesus cannot be anything other than a teaching church. A church where men are taught and equipped with the truth of God's word. Hallelujah. Where several theological questions are answered. Amen. The Church of Jesus is a theological school. The Church of Jesus is a Bible school. That is where you are taught, regularly taught, the mind of God. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 24 to 25. Glory to God. Matthew 10, 24 to to 25. Amen. In fact, let's start from verse 24. Matthew 10, 24. Okay, yeah, 24. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for a disciple that is like his teacher, and a servant like his master. If they call the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call those of his house? So he referred to himself as master and teacher, and he referred to them as servants and disciples, students. Hallelujah. Matthew 23:8-10. Matthew 23, Jesus also referred to himself as a teacher because that was his prominent activity. I'm going to walk through a lot of scriptures, you know, in the coming days to see how teaching was the core activity. I'll say this anywhere, and you can go prove it. You can go find out that teaching was the core activity in the ministry of Christ. Bible study, learning God's word. That was the core activity in the ministry of Jesus, and that was also the core activity in the ministry of the apostles. And that is instructive. That means the legacy that Jesus gave to the church, gave to his apostles, was a teaching legacy. Hallelujah. A teaching legacy. A Bible study legacy. They didn't call it Bible study in those days, but scriptures. Searching of scriptures. Hallelujah. Matthew 23 and verses 8 and 10. Matthew 23 verses 8 and 10. But you, do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you all are brethren. Teacher. Matthew 23:10, and do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. Glory to God. The word teacher there is the word master, rabbi. Don't be called rabbi. Praise God. Don't be called master, because Jesus is the one referred to as master and Lord. Amen. Look at this other place. Matthew 26 and verse 18. He referred to himself as teacher, master. Teaching was the most prominent activity in the ministry of Christ. Matthew 26 and 18. Glory, hallelujah. Matthew 26 and verse 18. And he said, go into the city to a certain man and say to him, the teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. The teacher, imagine how he says it. The teacher says to you, that was his introduction. Go and tell the man, the teacher. Amen. Glory to God. Because teaching was the core of his activity. Glory, hallelujah. John 13:13-14. John chapter 13:13-14. John 13:13-14. Glory to God. Jesus speaking, he says, you call me teacher and Lord. And you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Teacher and Lord. Praise God. Teacher and Lord. So Jesus was called teacher because he was actually teaching. He taught. He kept teaching. Now let me begin to close with this. That means a local church is sound and healthy to the degree that they are given to the study and the teaching of God's word. Amen. That is what should mark a local church. Don't forget Acts of Apostles 11:26. The reason why men were called Christians was because there was teaching that was done for a whole year. They saw men assembling regularly for teaching. You must realize that the teaching pattern in those days was not, you know, some joking sessions. No. There was length of time. And there was quality teaching. Praise God. There was sound doctrine over a period of time. Glory to God. Long-term exposure. Not some casual gaze into the scriptures. Let's just quote a verse of the Bible. And no. Long-term exposure. Glory to God. They saw that happening for 1 year. And they said, these guys must be Christians. They must be followers of Christ. Because that was the very thing that marked the ministry of Christ. Men were being taught. Glory to God. Men were being taught. And it's instructive that when Jesus was to be announced to his disciples, when Jesus was going to be attested to by the Father in the presence of his disciples, the Father said to them, this is my beloved Son In whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. Hallelujah. Hear him. Hear him. And they began to listen to him. They began to pay attention to him. He kept teaching and instructing them. Because that was exactly what the Father said they should do. Listen to him. He has a lot to say. Hallelujah. A sound and healthy local church is a church given to Bible study. No emphasis on Bible study. It is not a sound and local church. I've had this discussion, this conversation with different people. Some of them family members, friends, and you know, relatives. I've had these discussions with them over and over again. And I think that people have gotten so familiar with God's word. Sometimes maybe just familiar with the vessel, you know, preaching the word. Someone, you know, trying to show them the mind of God. I see that many people do not take these things seriously. Amen. Many people do not agree that the local church is meant to be marked with a devotion to God's word. There must be emphasis, a radical devotion and emphasis to Bible study. Many people don't believe it. And I've had these conversations with people and they just treat it with a casual attitude. They just dismiss it. Some of them will say, you know, some of them are even so, I don't know what to say now. I mean, you are in the same boat with them. You are guilty. You are rolling in the same boat of compromise with them. You are not studying God's word. You are in a church where there's no emphasis or premium placed on the study of God's word. And you still have the effrontery to be, talking against those things. You also join conversations and you say, they are joking in that church. They don't really teach for long. I mean, what do you expect? People don't know God. I mean, but you are there. Praise God. I see that a lot of people treat these things with, a casual attitude, and I feel sorry. Praise God. I feel sorry. I feel pity for people because they seem to just assume this is a man's perspective or his own opinion. Oh God. You have God to contend with when you see him. Hallelujah. When God asks you, why did you settle down in a church where there was no emphasis on God's word? It is not Pastor IBK you will face. You have God to contend with. You have God to answer to on the last day. Glory to God. A sound and a healthy local church is a church given to the study of God's word. Bible study. Where you see yourself as a disciple of the word. Where you have hours on ending of Bible study, Bible discussion, and your life is being transformed. Glory to God. You are growing in Christ, growing in your knowledge of him. It is showing in how you forgive men. It is showing in how you walk in love. It is showing in how you are not walking in fear and trepidation and uncertainties and doubts. It is showing in your priorities in life. It is showing in your attitude towards soul winning, discipleship, evangelism. How much do you prize the souls for whom Jesus died? Do you even think about preaching the gospel? It will show in your priorities. It will show, there will be a radical reordering of your priorities. Glory to God. As a result of Bible study. This is the major activity to be seen in discipleship, because a disciple is a student. A student should be found studying. Have you seen how people study in school? Glory to God. People even have study groups. You know, we have that in our church now. Study groups. Study groups. They have study groups. And, that's earthly philosophy. That's studying to pass an exam. That's studying to do well in life. And people have study groups. People read all night. Have you done that with the word before? Do you have a local church that encourages Bible study all day, Bible study for hours? Or do you think this is an extreme? Oh God, I doubt if a lot of people know that this is not an extreme. That this is meant to be the normal Christian life. Commitment to Bible study. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is what we saw in the Bible. That is what we saw in the ministry of Jesus. And we will continue to explore this and see it more. Amen. You know, every day with Jesus is not the way we teach in my local church. We don't do 30 minutes or 40 minutes. Every Day with Jesus, the idea of Every Day with Jesus podcast is that, you know, people wake up every day on their way to work, seven. I mean, I can't teach right now to 10. Nobody will be listening. That's the reason why we have to cut it. Because men are already going to start settling at their workplaces. So it's like an appetizer or a taster session. Glory to God. But this is not what you are going to get if you settle in a local church. We are talking about hours of teaching and learning. Glory to God. Bible study. So this is an appetizer. But it's so sad that several churches have their sermons within this range of 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and they are good and they are done for the whole week. Amen. And then maybe you come Wednesday also and then you take another 15 minute sermon and all that. No way. You are not in a serious local church. Amen. And I've discovered that in such places, they give room for more things. They have more time for other things. Amen. I mean, they have more time for other things apart from the Word of God. I've seen pastors who do not emphasize Bible study, who organize leadership trainings or business trainings, and they spend 6 hours. Hallelujah. They spend 7 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, one facilitator after the other coming up. And they don't have such commitment when it comes to Bible study. It's clear already that their priorities are not the same with what Jesus and his apostles, you know, had as priorities in their own days. Glory to God. So a healthy and a sound local church is known by its emphasis on Bible study. Its emphasis on Bible study. How much time do we devote to Bible study? That is the most prominent activity we find in the life and the ministry of Jesus. That was the most prominent activity we also find in the life and ministry of the apostles. That should be the most prominent activity of the local church. Amen. Of the local church. Sound doctrine. Intense Bible study. Long hours. Glory to God. Even until now, the first thing that comes to your head when you hear long hours of Bible studies, see, it doesn't have to be long hours. In 5 minutes, you can learn the word. In 10 minutes, you can grasp a lot of things. You are not serious. Praise God. You are not serious, Christian. Because you don't say that about movies. You don't say in 5 minutes, you can grab something from. Of course, after you are done grabbing something in 5 minutes, you can grab more things. That's the idea of long hours. It's on serious Christianity that promotes this short time, this short. Where are you rushing to? Amen. You rush into church from movies, comedy, workplace, tiredness, everything, and you rush out of church back to your busy life. When are you going to have time for God, really? A healthy and a sound local church is a local church that has time for God's word, devotion to scriptures. Glory to God. Chatting the word into the night. Talking God's word from morning to night. We should have conferences and seminars and camp meetings and conventions that are given to, you know, that promote hours of exposure to God's word. Glory to God. It is not strange. Listen, it is not going an extra mile. It is not being an extremist. It is the normal Christian life and devotion to God's word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you've been offended through this, through listening to this broadcast, well, I want to plead with you to have a rethink. Hallelujah. Have a rethink and stop seeing this as the words of a mere man. Have respect to God's word. Have respect unto scriptures and submit to the authority of God's word. A local church that is not given to Bible study is not healthy for you. You will not do well as a Christian. Amen. You're going to be deceived by the allures of wealth, allures of success in life. You know, that will become your yardstick of judging progress in your life. But that's a deception. Amen. Well, be successful in life, do well in your career, do well. You know, I mean, nobody is preaching against succeeding in life, but that's not the yardstick of judging spirituality or soundness in the faith or progress in the faith. Amen. Which is how a lot of people judge themselves as good Christians today. You are making progress in life. In places where there are no emphasis on Bible studies, there are lots of testimonies on, you know, people making progress in life, you know, getting contracts, being innovative, breaking grounds, new grounds in their industries. And that's not what we're talking about. Atheists also have these kind of testimonies. Buddhists, Muslims, you know, it's not peculiar to Christianity. But let's talk about the things that belong to Christ, the works of Jesus. When last did he heal the sick? Does it even cross your mind that you have a ministry of laying hands on the sick and getting them recover? Hallelujah. Getting them to recover. Does it cross your mind that you have a ministry to cast out demons? Does it cross your mind that you have a ministry to reach out to this world with the gospel, get men saved, get them filled with the Spirit, talking in tongues and make disciples of men? Does this occur to you regularly that these are the signs? Hallelujah. The signs that should follow them that believe. Glory to God. A lot of people are growing in carnality, growing in worldly accomplishment, and they are using those things as parameters of judging effectiveness in the faith. It's so wrong. Glory to God. It's so wrong. A sound local church promotes devotion to Bible study, commitment to the study of God's word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to continue from here in the next episode. Tune in with your friends, family members, colleagues, classmates. Say a word of prayer for yourself. Pray for your heart. Amen. That you have your heart set on the right things. In a generation where there's a watering down of truth, in a generation where truth is being suppressed gradually and continuously and regularly, in a generation where standards are being lowered everywhere you turn, pray for your heart that you continue to have your focus and attention on the right things. That you learn to submit your will to God's own wisdom. Glory to God. Invite your friends, family members, colleagues, and let's come together to have a great time in the Word of God. And don't forget to have a great day of being full of the Word, full of prayers, spiritual songs, full of the Spirit, full of faith and of power. And do good to be a blessing to somebody. See you in the next episode.